Welcome to another class of Spirit Life Training. I'm glad you're here with me tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about the body as promised in our last class before the exam. Tonight, I want to deal with the body from two aspects. One, from an aspect of the feeling of the body, your emotions, not just your emotions, but your body has no conscience, so it'll do whatever. Your body will try to be the master or the king when it's actually the slave. And the other aspect is from a standpoint of health. Matter of fact, I hope you get a chance to go to LeroyThompson.tv and begin to look at our health page and see all the teachings that Apostle has on health. It is important that you understand that how you have to take care of your body. Because why? Your body gives you permission to be here in earth realm. Without your body, you have no permission to be here. Your body gives you permission to be here in the earth realm. That's why God created our bodies. And God loves our bodies. And God created our bodies perfectly. Look in Psalms 139. You may know the scripture, and if not, you'd be introduced to the scripture. Psalms 139. Watch this. It says in Psalms 139, verse 14, I will praise thee. It's David the psalmist writing. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God loves your body, so you should love your body. That means that you ought to be training your body to be disciplined in every area. Discipline with eating, discipline with exercise, discipline with meditating. You know, your body will do whatever it wants to do. It has no conscience. So if it has no discipline, your body will do whatever it wants. One of the greatest enemies to God's using you is laziness. Oh, my goodness. Laziness will stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Laziness stops you from meditating. Laziness stops you from praying. Laziness stops you from studying. And you have to study to show yourself approved unto who? Unto God. Think of 2 Timothy 2:15. You know, laziness will stop you. So you have to discipline your body so that it is not lazy. Because your body, left unchecked, will do whatever it wants to do. A slave always needs a master. Now, God is not going to do everything for you. There are some things you have to do. Turn with me to Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse. Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse. In Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse, let me get there. Very familiar scripture. It says, watch this. The Apostle Paul, right? He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You have to present your body a living sacrifice. Nobody else can present your body for you. You have to present your body a living sacrifice and holy unto God, which is your Apostle Paul said that's the least you can do. You have to discipline. You have to present your body. Let's go to another scripture. I'm going to show you real quick. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Watch this. He says in verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, that ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Apostle Paul is saying, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Remember now, this is Paul is talking to the Corinthians. And he's already said that we ought to present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. I'm going to go back there in a minute. Go back. I'll present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. When we present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice, we're giving God permission to use our body, which means he sends the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. That's why it says your body is a temple or a place to house the Holy Ghost, which is in you. We get so much caught up on demon possessions. If you've been in the church for a while, you people demon possessed. We read about the boy possessed by the demons, the legions in the Gospels. We read about how people are possessed by demons. But you ever thought about it's just as easy to be Holy Spirit possessed? Holy Spirit possessed. You give the Holy Spirit permission to live on the inside of you. Not only live on the inside of you, but live through you. He says, which is in you, which ye have of God, ye are not your own. Paul asks this question. Verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Make God successful in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, his possession. God created us. God sent his son Jesus down on the cross for us. So there was an awesome price that God paid to have access to us. And here's the wonderful thing. Giving God access to our body puts us in an infinitely better position than if we were trying to run things on our own. Remember now, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It is the place where the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God, resides. Now, that's a mouthful. When you become a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is the very Spirit of God, what you're saying is, I'm giving myself access to all of who God is, all of who God, what God knows, and all of what God can do. That's the Holy Spirit living on inside of you. When you use your body to as a temple of the Holy Ghost, you're now just opening up yourself to an infinite amount of great possibilities. That's why the Bible says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I hope you're seeing this. Your body is important. Now, remember now, your body without, your body gives you permission to be here in the earth. Without your body, you can't stay here. That's why you don't have spirits just floating around here, human spirits just floating around here. Either they're going to heaven or they're going to hell when they live here, when they leave here. But without a body, you can't stay here. All them ghost stories and all that, nah, that's nonsense. Every spirit is either residing in heaven or hell. Ain't no spirits just residing here on earth. Not the spirits that come from humans, not here on earth. Now, Satan may be floating around and trying to find a body, but humans, either you're going to heaven or you're going to hell when you leave here. Ain't no human spirits just floating around here. One of the things you must understand about the body is that, matter of fact, let me read it this way. Let go back to Romans 12 and 1. Hold your finger here in 1 Corinthians 6. Go back to Romans, the 12th chapter, because I want to point something out to you. Because a lot of Christians expect God to do everything. God ain't doing everything. Some things God left it up to us to do. The Bible talks about working out your own salvation. That means you got some things you got to do. So this is what a point I want to bring out to you. In Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye or you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, watch what it says. It says that we ought to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Now, that's a play on words, a living sacrifice. Most sacrifices I know are dead. So that means something has to die. It's not talking about a physical death, because remember now, without a body, You don't have permission to be here on earth. So something else has to die. What has to die is what the flesh wants to do. See, what you must understand about your body is your body has no conscience. Your body will do whatever it takes to please itself, period. So you have to train your body. You have to discipline your body. That's where the word disciples come from. The root word for disciple is discipline. You have to learn to discipline your body. I really hope that you get a chance to go back and look at LTTV, LeroyThompson.tv, and look at our health page where Dr. Thompson begins to teach on health. It is important because discipline is important in order to achieve health. Discipline is important to overcome sin, and discipline is important to overcome sickness and disease. Jesus died on the cross so that we can overcome sin. But because Jesus died on the cross to overcome sin, don't mean that you're going to overcome sin. You have to discipline your body. Your body without discipline will do whatever. Your body, Jesus died on the cross to get rid of sickness and disease. But if you don't discipline your body, what you put into your body, if you don't discipline yourself, then your body will only reap what you sow into it. If you don't focus on your health, then your body is going to reap sickness and disease. You have to present your body a living sacrifice, a live person that has decided to give up some things. See, the word sacrifice means you got to get rid of some stuff. This is where the word of God, that's where verse 2 comes in. That's why you have to renew your mind with the word of God so that you can have the ability to know what to do and what not to do. You have to do that. Hold your fingers in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Notice what it says. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Because why? Because you made your body a living sacrifice. This is the decision that you have to make. You have to decide to live holy. You have to decide to eat right. You have to decide to exercise. You have to decide not to fornicate. You have to decide not to abuse your body with substances that will cause your soul to be disengaged. That's what I said, soul to be disengaged. See, some people, Christians, especially carnal Christians, love to bring up, there's no scripture in the Bible saying I can't drink or I can't smoke. You are absolutely right. There is none. The only scripture I can think of is in Psalms where it says that only a fool would drink strong drink. Only a fool would drink strong drink. But other than that, it's really don't say nothing about it. But the question is, what does alcohol do to your soul? Alcohol disengages your soul from your body. So your body is now free to do whatever. It's no longer disciplined. You've seen drunks. You see people who get inebriated beyond control. We see it all the time with people drinking and trying to drive. Louisiana, we so backward sometimes down here in Louisiana. We have daiquiri shops. We have daiquiri shops with drive-thrus. We have drive-through daiquiri shops. Yeah, there's a law against having open containers in your vehicle. Guess what a closed container is when you go through a daiquiri shop? A cup with a plastic lid on it with a straw in it with the top of the paper of the straw on top of the straw. That's called, in Louisiana, it's considered a closed container. You got to be kidding me. We do things backwards sometimes here in Louisiana. But alcohol disengages. Weed disengages your brain from your body. That's what happens. And so when your brain is disengaged from your body, you are no longer giving God permission to be in your body, giving God permission. You're no longer living sacrifice. Now you've just opened the door for Satan. See, that's why Christians don't understand. Most Christians, they don't understand. You open yourself up to be influenced by the enemy when your soul is disengaged by alcohol or weed. You have to make the decision. One scripture, one more scripture. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9. Jump over to 1 Corinthians 9. 9:27. This is the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. I do that. God don't do that. Your relatives don't do that. Your spouse don't do that. Your children don't do that. Your parents don't do that. The Holy Spirit don't do that. Jesus don't do that. Your pastor, your apostle, nobody brings your body under. Nobody brings your body to subjection. You have to. It's a decision that you have to make. Without that decision, your body would do anything. So that means you have to train your body to be disciplined. One of the greatest enemies to doing what God has asked you to do is laziness. You have to train your body to be disciplined. You have to train it. Nobody's going to train it for you. You can have somebody hold you accountable. You can have somebody. That's what a personal trainer holds you accountable. Maybe a dietitian holds you accountable. But a personal trainer can't make you work out. A dietitian can't make you eat right. You have to decide to eat right. You have to decide to work out. You might have somebody hold you accountable. If you got some sin that you have in trouble, you might have somebody holding you accountable. When you get weak, you have somebody you call. That person is not making you bring your body in subjection. That person is only reminding you of a decision that you said you wanted to do. At the end of the day, you have to bring your body under. You have to present your body a living sacrifice. You get this? So it's something you have to decide to do. So if I have to decide to do this, then I have to let my yeas, my yeses be yeses, and my noes be noes. I have to train my body to not be lazy. I have to train my body. I have to, watch this. I have to train my body to sit and read the word of God. I have to train my body to study the word of God. I have to do that. The Bible says, yes, you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, but just because you hunger and thirst after righteousness don't always mean you're going to eat the right thing. You get hungry and thirsty all the time, but do you always eat the right things? Do you always drink the right things? No, hunger shows up, so you got to direct that hunger. Thirst shows up, so you have to direct that thirst. Hunger shows up, so when hunger shows up spiritually, you have to direct it to the word of God. When thirst shows up spiritually, you have to direct it to the word of God. If not, the enemy will help you find something to direct it to. So again, your body, you have to make your old body obey. You have to bring your body as a living sacrifice to God. Your no's must be no's. Your yes must be yes. You must train your body to wake up. You must train your body to shut down. You must strategize to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. You have to strategize. That's why this class, I don't know if I explained why my exam's an open book. I think I did. Is because reading is important. I can't stress enough how important it is to read, read, read. When you read, you begin to learn. When you read, you're able to easily discipline your body, learn what you're not doing right, learn what you need to add, learn what you need to take away, learn what you need to do so that you can discipline your body. You must learn to discipline your day. See, your body has to be trained. Without you disciplining your day, your body will be out of control. You have to make yourself exercise. You have to make yourself meditate. until the body breaks down. And remember now, your body's a slave. A slave without a master is a problem. Because a slave don't know what to do. So a slave must always have a master. A slave, your body must always have a master. The master is your mind disciplining your soul. I hope you're getting something. God loves your body, so you should love your body. You need to discipline your body. You bring it under subjection. You bring your body under. You present your body a living sacrifice. You present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And the Apostle Paul said, that's the least you can do. Then Apostle Paul said, what? You don't know your body is, you bought with a price? You don't know that your body is not your own? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. You. Nobody's going to do it for you. You decided to come to this school. See, that's discipline. You decided to. Nobody forced you to. Somebody may have encouraged you to, but at the end of the day, you had to decide to do it. So your body is important. It gives you permission to be in the earth realm. Without a body, you have no permission to be in the earth realm. That's why you want to take care of your body so you can extend your permission as long as possible. So next week when we get together, we begin to delve into the five aspects of the soul. Won't you begin to discipline your body? It takes training now. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes training. And listen, sometimes you will fall off the wagon if you're dealing with a certain sin. That's why 1 John 1:9 is there. To ask for forgiveness so you can put yourself back in the right position, in the same position, and start from there. You don't have to start over. You start from there. You may be trying to change your eating habits. You may fall off the truck. That's all right. Run and get back on until you train that body that it's not going to be the king. It's going to be the slave. I bless you. I look forward to being with you next week.